Arsenal beat Spurs in the most exciting North London derby in years. Divock Origi scores the weirdest goal to win a Merseyside derby in years. And Mark Hughes is sacked by Southampton to become the first manager to be sacked twice in 1 year. You're listening to In Airplane Repair.
That's professional, that
is. Great, you have to like...
It's quite hard to read, isn't it?
Yeah.
Autocue reading is harder.
It's quite high pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we should just script the entire podcast. You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast available anywhere right now.
I guess if we scripted it, you could then add that scripted at the end of that intro.
The most unedited, uncensored and unprofessional, but scripted. That could work. Joining me today to discuss many weeks of high drama, derby drama, all the derbies I think were played. I don't normally come to you first, but seeing as you're in the studio,
I've actually prepared my own introduction. Because I felt like I've now got quite a lot of titles, and it needs to... Well, I just found, I think... You can be the judge of whether it should stay
Daenerys,
or not.
Daenerys Targaryen.
What's that?
You know, like, Daenerys, so she becomes, like, the freer of slaves, the unchainer of dragons.
Yeah, mother of dragons, yeah. I didn't quite go for that vibe, but it's the same kind of thing. Basically, he's our fan on the road. He plays football, but it's not his job. He knows about the Nations League. It's at the J Doggy Dog.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a little rhyme.
Okay, what? I can't believe you spent time on that.
Did you talk about yourself in third person and turn it into a rhyme?
Yeah, well, this is for Tom to say, so every week.
If you text it to me, I'll read it.
Yeah, okay.
Why didn't you give it to him beforehand?
I'll read it next week. All right. And, On the line from Sheffield, England, it's the only one of us who's, I think, what I say now, I say reffed a game, and the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. It is Luke Stamper. Hello, Luke.
Hi. Yeah, good to be here.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah. Been actually playing a lot of football recently, so, and actually managed to watch a lot as well, so... Oh. Feel really, really up for talking about it right now. Good stuff coming your way.
Okay, and of course, it wouldn't be the In Air Plane Repair podcast without the one of us who is an expert in the statistical arena, and also in tune with the emotions of the game. Otto_Wolf is here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for welcoming me. I'm glad to be here.
And he didn't actually formally apologise for his absence, but he is absent. Jasper Kawaja couldn't make it today. So
he's working in psychology.
He's doing something psychology-related.
He's a fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
Yeah, big nerd.
All right, so should we start with Arsenal 4, Tottenham Hotspur 2, Otto_Wolf? Is the score correct? I mean, what a game.
Yeah, interesting. Exciting. I think the score is correct. At no point did the ball go in the net and they forget to add it on. But, I think it also represents, you know, how the game flowed. I think Tottenham were actually... To be honest, I'm actually going to completely change my answer. No, I don't think it does represent. I think Tottenham were actually really, really lucky to even have two goals. I don't really understand how they got two goals. Because that Dyer header, that was just really, really shit keeping. And then the Sun penalty, I don't know, like, what is the decision? Because at the time I thought it was a dive, but is that not true?
I thought it was a definite penalty, wasn't it?
Luke, you said you watched lots of football this weekend.
I did.
Did you watch this particular instant?
The football that I watched. To be honest, I don't even know about that penalty because it looks like he touches him very slightly, but And it's hard to tell whether, like, because that's the kind of thing where if, like, if someone comes in really fast and just, like, skims your foot and, like, presses down on it as they go, like, it could actually really hurt and, like, but then it wouldn't, like, knock you over. It would just really hurt. So I don't know whether he's, like, reacted to actually quite painful contact or whether, like, it's not hit in a painful way and it's not really, like, disrupted him and then he's dived. Because it didn't look like a dive. It looked like he was just, I don't know.
I think the thing also is that Sun had completely, like, he basically skilled on holding completely. Like, holding had completely committed into that tackle without the fake shot. And so Sun was in, like, a really good position to score. So I don't really see why he would have dived.
Yeah.
Actually, from that position. So he probably didn't dive, because otherwise he could have just easily scored.
Because he takes, like, another touch straight afterwards, which, like, if he took that touch by accident, then he would have lost control of the ball with that touch. But
In the grand scheme of things, I guess it didn't really matter because Arsenal scored 4 goals. Johnny, Unai Emery has them actually, like, I mean, you know, the jury has made their decision and they've decided that Arsenal are in fact a good team.
Yeah.
I would say
they were rampant. I mean, what way to do it over Tottenham as well? Yeah. For the fans. Oh. As a fan, you know.
Yeah.
That would just be...
There were flares going off in the crowd.
Yeah. What an atmosphere.
It did actually feel...
Like a derby.
Like a derby. Yeah. And like a derby where Arsenal didn't, like, you know, capitulate or emotionally fail, as they, Wenger would say they often would. Were you impressed by Alexandre Lacazette, Otto? And, in fact, Aubameyang was probably... Who was the man of the match?
Yeah, Lacazette probably wasn't the first name that comes to mind.
No.
Aubameyang was really good. It was quite interesting because Emery made those 2 substitutions at half-time.
Mm.
And they definitely... was it 2 substitutions?
Yeah.
He brought on Ramsey and he brought on Lacazette, didn't he?
Mm.
And I think those were definitely the right decisions. But yeah, Aubameyang was really, really great. He basically just, like, he worked really well. And, like, you could see that, like, they would go for a lot more. Like, with Aubameyang, they now have the option of someone who's really quick and can run behind the defence.
Mm.
And so, like, Bellerin was playing loads of those, like, curvy kind of through balls. And they were really effective. Because I guess Alderweireld isn't that mobile.
Wasn't Alderweireld on the bench?
Was it Sanchez and Vertonghen? They're actually.
Well, Alderweireld wasn't getting anywhere near them. Yeah, no.
If you look at Alderweireld's heat map, it is. Okay. Well, actually, Sanchez and Vertonghen are quite mobile. So.
Another player.
I was centre back, wasn't it?
Eh?
As well, I was at centre back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't surely know.
Oh, this is where we need Jasper just to tell us what. I didn't even know what formation
they were playing. I tell you, Torreira had another good game, didn't he?
Does someone just want to message Jasper?
Yeah, I can ask him.
Yeah.
What were we asking?
Torreira looked really good. He got a goal as well. He's looking like one of the best buys of the summer, I feel. Would you say?
Yeah, he's very good. Foyth actually had a bit of a mare, didn't he? Yeah, he did have a nice plaster on that then turned into a really impressive bruise.
Uh-huh. But I felt like he just looked a little bit out at sea, perhaps, you know, Foyth.
He gave the ball away a lot.
He did.
He kept looking really calm and then looking like there was no reason that he should have been that calm because he just, like, looked around his head.
I quite like players like that.
Yeah, he's got a bit of, like, that kind of, like, Callum Chambers, like, John Stones and, like, Foyth kind of thing. Like, they look really good on the ball, but then also, like, any moment they completely fuck up.
Suddenly their legs are moving a lot quicker than they were.
Yeah.
As for Spurs, Johnny, a couple of weeks ago you were predicting the end of Spurs. They then defied all the odds against Chelsea and David Luiz produced an incredible performance. For all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What's your assessment of Spurs having seen these 2 games now? I mean, they're on level points with Arsenal.
And they beat Inter as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Is it the end of Spurs?
I think end of Spurs is probably a bit strong.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were, I mean, like, They do seem to have reached the peak of Spurs. I don't know what you can say.
Yeah, it's a bit. Well, what I mean, Luke, what can you say about Spurs? Can they bring? Is it? Do they have anyone on the bench they can bring on to change a game? You know, I mean, what?
Anyone on the bench to change?
They brought on Lucas Moura. I'd say he can change a game.
Yeah, he could change a game sometimes, but not regularly. You know, you won't always change a game. Then again, if you can always change a game, probably should start them on the pitch to begin with.
No, that's the big mistake that many managers make. That's why Fellaini needs to be brought on in the 80th minute.
Well, the thing is, that's true. Fellaini is, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I take back my words.
And like Javier Hernandez, have you ever seen him score a goal like not coming off the bench?
Did he score on Saturday?
Did he score on Saturday?
I think he scored two, didn't he?
Can you give a specific?
I think he scored twice.
So maybe this is just Arsenal are actually really just a really good team at the moment, and Spurs were just outplayed.
Yeah, I mean, completely.
It is very weird seeing Arsenal and just being like, why did Arsene Wenger keep Jack Wilshere and Theo Walcott in the team for so long? I just don't understand why he couldn't just do this. It's not like they've made big, impressive signings. Well, I guess Aubameyang was kind of impressive signing, but just bringing in Torreira and Socrates and stuff like that, and that's just you just need to be a bit adaptive. It's just amazing how quickly this has changed.
The funny thing with Walcott is because now he plays for Everton. It's like one of those players where he moves to a lesser club, no offence Everton, but he moves to a lesser club and then still kind of looks not that good.
Yeah,
you realise he's actually just shit.
And then you can see him moving to maybe Southampton and thinking, he still doesn't look that good. And then, you know, Tom Cleverley kind of just went from Man United to Everton to Watford to I don't know where he is now. You know, some players just have a kind of aura around them and then really they're just ineffective.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you agree with that? You could tweet us at Pilot Pundit. Is there anything more else to say about that game? Eric Dyer's passion for his celebration, shush the crowd.
Oh,
looks a bit like a dickhead now, doesn't he, Luke Stamper?
As someone who has played the game,
dickheads.
But not scored many goals and never celebrated by shushing a crowd because it haven't really been a sizable enough crowd to shush. I would have felt like a dickhead if I'd done what he did. Yeah, silly man. Silly man with a silly face and a silly beard.
Wow.
You know, because the reason why the fight actually started was because Lichtensteiner at the side, gave him a bit of a shove. Just Lichtensteiner, he's just a class A cunt.
Who does he play for?
Have you seen him when he's played for other teams?
I don't think I even know who he plays for now.
He plays for Arsenal. And he used to play for Juventus.
Oh, okay.
And he's Swiss, and he's just one of those players who's I don't know, he just loves cheating.
It was quite funny, you saw Pochettino and some of his staff walking briskly towards the fight. You never normally see that. It was are they going to join in? Are they going to break it up? It was good.
It was good. I just... Because Dele Alli just ran in, didn't he? I think he was the one who started.
He loves a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Dele Alli. Just a quick stat on Dele Alli in that match.
Oh, yeah?
I think I know this stat.
He only completed 6 passes in the second half. And 4 of those were from kickoffs.
Wow. How many passes, I know obviously 2 passes in a half is not that many. But what's the minimum amount of passes you can complete and still have a good performance?
It's always quite difficult to actually know about these stats. Often I'm always surprised by how low the number of tackles are that actually happen in a match.
Oh, yeah.
Because they say tack-in's gone out of the game nowadays.
But the player with the most tackles in a match will be maybe 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always really surprised by that.
Yeah, that is...
So, stats, eh?
Yeah. Well...
What do they mean?
Shall we have... seeing it, this could be a fun time to do this... let's say for 1 second that Arsenal and Spurs can't both qualify for the Champions League. Let's just go around and have your who's going to qualify for the Champions League out of Arsenal and Tottenham prediction, please, Johnny.
Well, it's got to be Arsenal, hasn't it? Based on last game.
Johnny, what about you based on the game against Chelsea?
Well, then you're looking like it's going to be Tottenham.
Yeah, I mean, like, you would have backed them for the top four after that performance. I mean, that was...
I guess you would, wouldn't you? But then they've kind of done that consistently. Like, they beat Man United and then...
Was that just a question of Chelsea being really bad?
Yeah,
David Luiz was bad.
Yeah,
he was. But also,
David Luiz has been responsible for 56% of all goals that Chelsea have conceded this season.
Right. See, what I need there is another stat to say, like another defender, Phil Jones.
Also, how do you deem someone responsible for a goal conceded?
One thing I would like to say actually is, you know, this like thing where players do now where they like. Say someone's taking a shot. I'm a defender. I go to block it. Like my arm's behind my back. And I just kind of stick my butt out.
Yeah.
Like what happened to like Scott Parker throwing all of his limbs at the ball?
Well, I guess presumably
cock first.
Presumably a lot of handballs happened.
But I just feel like that. Like is that how Chiellini would defend that?
No, I mean I always think it's a bit.
Have you not seen? He always does that. He always has his arms behind his back.
Does he?
But also like I don't know. Does it stop any handballs?
I don't know. Luke, what do you think of this? As someone who's played the game.
I think when I'm defending a shot, I try and keep my arms out of the way, and I don't throw... You don't really want to throw yourself in, because you might just get dummied and look like a twat. So, I don't think it's terrible, to be honest.
Okay.
Trying to make yourself...
Is that what your problem is, Thomas?
As big as possible. Like, sometimes it's kind of a bit over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
But I think in general, keeping your arms, like... to your sides at least out of the way and but still trying to make yourself as big as possible.
It just looks like they're not bothered, you know? It's like maybe if you're Scott Parker and you've got defenders behind you, you can do it, you know? On the edge of the box, I'll throw myself at this. If you're the last man, maybe not.
But also we've just heard how there are no tackles in the game. So what's the point of going for them? Just wiggle your body in front of him.
Because instead of tackling, you just block.
Yeah.
Are you saying there aren't any tackles in the game, so it's don't bother going for a tackle?
Yeah.
Because statistically, it's not going to come off.
It's not going to happen anyway.
If I understand stats correctly, I don't want anyone doing more than 3 tackles.
Otto, can we have your top 4 prediction, Arsenal versus Spurs?
Me?
Otto.
Your microphone's gone really bad.
My microphone, our microphone.
Yeah.
It's turning on right now, to be honest. Anyway, who do you want to predict?
Luke, why don't you go? Seeing as you like our microphone, why don't you go first?
I'm going to say Arsenal, because it's about consistency making the top four. You can go and smash Chelsea. You can go and smash you. Smash Man U.
You can smash yourself.
A lot of people are going to smash Man U. But, yeah, it's about going on a lot of games without losing, picking up, you know, just all the... Yeah, and Tottenham, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. So I think they're not going to make top four.
Isn't that kind of the same with Arsenal, though?
No, because they've been loads of games real good recently.
Is it like 19 unbeaten or something?
Oh, it's a long... Yeah,
that's
lot.
That's consistency.
Otto, have you got anything...
I guess I'm going to go Arsenal. I think...
Wow, I like this. This is great.
I think the Pochettino to Madrid rumours is not going to help Tottenham at all.
No.
And that's only going to intensify.
And this whole stadium thing, it's looking like it's not going to be until February now.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It is really funny. Yeah. Okay, all right, fine. So we move on to derby number 2 of the weekend. Liverpool 1, Everton 0. Luke, have you ever seen a more bizarre goal to win a game? Let alone, let's say a big game.
I don't think I have. It was kind of unbelievable. Like, when the shot... Like, when Van Dijk took that shot, like he turns away. One of the people I was watching it with a Liverpool fan, he, like, was just shouting, swearing at him.
Yeah.
And, like, it looked like it had just, like, flown off, never to be seen again. They weren't even going to get the ball back, let alone it, like, land on the pitch. And then, a few seconds later, it bounces twice off the crossbar. And, like, people are saying... Like, to be honest... Pickford's made a bit of a mistake, but it's not, like, a huge mistake. Like, I think he went to try and catch it when, like, he should have just gone to push it behind.
Yeah.
But it's still like, it's like... Like, that was the just...
Are you saying
twice
it's,
on the bar.
Are you saying it's such a freak incident that it's less of a mistake?
Yeah, it's a bit less of a mistake. Mm. Like...
You can't train to have to deal with that, can you?
I don't know. I feel like goalkeepers should be able to tip it over the bar.
It's so far back to bounce straight on the bar. Like, I, to be fair, I don't know what he's doing trying to catch it. Because if he catches it, then he just drops it onto the bar and it falls into play some of the time anyway. So
is it,
it is a mistake, but it's also...
You know the thing about that goal? The weirdest part of the goal wasn't actually the goal. It was the fact that Divock Origi didn't even know the score and thought he'd equalised.
Yeah, that was awful. I was actually quite annoyed at that because it like.
How can you not know the score after you've been stopped the whole time?
It's ruined like all of the clips of all of the replays of the goal. He then goes to pick up the ball and they're like, "You're meant to be sliding in the corner, like taking your shirt off."
But it's also. It was 0-0 at that point. Like, it's a game where it was hard to keep track of the score.
What was the thought? He must have been like, well, I'm a striker, I only get bought on when we're losing. Yeah. I haven't been paying attention to that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Johnny, of Klopp's running onto the pitch? Danny Mills said if he had been on the pitch, he would have given him a piece of his mind.
I don't think you want to see it. Like, it's a, I don't know. I don't see this... A bit of passion and a like, bitter derby with a like
passion.
One of the weirdest goals you've ever seen.
If you can't run to the pitch and hug your goalkeeper, then when can you?
Exactly.
Run to the
and like, I mean, he did apologize.
The full time whistle, I guess, would be the answer for that. But,
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I guess.
But you can't... That's just me being snarky. I'm all for that weird limbed man running about. Great entertainment quality.
Yeah, it was good entertainment quality.
I think it is understandable, but like you also like I guess you don't want that happening all the time. It is the Merseyside derby, so I think it's fine for this one.
Yeah, you don't want it to be a common thing. But then this wasn't a common goal, so it's
exactly.
Also, all the other managers were really like even the Everton manager was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So when is it acceptable to do it? So like, say it's you know, Liverpool against Watford, you score. It's just early days in the season, you scored a winner. You can't run onto the pitch then.
Yeah.
FA Cup quarter final, last minute?
No.
Champions League last 16 after a comeback. Like, you've come back from 3 goals down. Can you do it then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, maybe you could even just have a little punishment for it and then they can work out whether it's worth it or not.
No, I think that is what they have.
Is he going to be punished?
But isn't what Klopp was saying, was he said, and I actually quite like the way he put this, he was like, if I could tell you how I was feeling, then I could have controlled it.
It's like poetry.
But it is like that type of thing where it's like, I don't think at the moment when you run onto the pitch, you're like, well, I'm going to get fined about
£10,000. I bet it's fine because I'm really, really rich anyway.
Yeah, exactly. As for the game, Otto, Everton... I think it's the first time in a while there's been a Merseyside derby where Everton are actually really good.
Yeah, I'd kind of been derbied out by that point, didn't watch it. So,
okay. All right, well...
different pundit.
Okay, Luke, have you got anything to say about how good Everton were?
They were very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was like, apart from the lack of goals throughout the game, it was like a good match from like, both teams are making chances. It was just, could have done with a little bit more just right in front of goal. But apart from that, yeah, Everton, like they gave up chances, but only because Liverpool have a pretty good attack. And they made chances themselves with some real sneaky passes.
Yeah.
Just good play from that. What's that guy? Gomez.
Yeah, he's excellent. Lookman when he
saw
came on.
Saw that goal line clearance from Gomez. That was pretty.
Oh, from Joe Gomez.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was. I actually thought that was in.
Me too.
I think I actually thought it was in and didn't see the ball go out.
I kind of thought
it was a goal, so I kind of put my head in my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lookman was really good when he came on.
Mm.
I don't know if he's just like an impact sub, you know.
Is he English?
I don't know.
He might be like Welsh or something.
Like, I don't know how effective he actually is. I think he's one of those players who just looks effective when they come on because they're not because they got fast legs, you know.
Like Hernandez.
Jesus Navas.
He is only 21, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so Everton a bit unlucky not to get the points there.
What's up on for sure?
Oh yeah, yeah, 8 point. I mean, it really could have been 2-2 or 3-3. It would, you know.
Well, how was Salah? Was Salah disappointed?
Yeah, he got subbed off.
I don't think he was disappointed.
I thought it was odd to see him subbed off because I don't think he'd been bad in the game, and also like he's always a useful player for like a late counter.
Yeah, it was interesting because he brought Firmino. Firmino stayed on for longer, and he was a lot worse. I don't know.
Yeah, there was also that moment where like Firmino got played through, and you were thinking, oh, I think it was a quicker player.
Yeah.
Than Firmino, like so, this would be a much more threatening opportunity.
I don't think Salah had a bad game. Yeah, I mean, he set up Shaqiri and Mane a couple of times.
And had a few close shots as well.
He could have ended up with a couple of assists.
Yeah.
But Divock Origi, you know, well done, lad. I don't know if he's ever going to play for Liverpool again.
You know? What a way to go out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So Everton, I reckon they could have sixth place nailed down, perhaps. Luke, the other team who are challenging them for sixth place are Manchester United. After their game with Southampton, Mark Hughes was sacked. Do you want to briefly say a sentence or two about that game?
That's always good where you can grab a point away from home. I did watch this game. Went down 2-0 pretty early. Lovely free kick.
Really good free kick.
Mm.
I can't remember the first goal, but I'm imagining it was surely defended.
Armstrong?
Oh, yeah.
Armstrong's pretty good. He's been...
Yeah, he does look pretty good.
And always fun to see Phil Jones on a football pitch. you never know what's going to happen. Well, normally they don't do well. That much is going to happen. But you never know in what manner they're not going to do well when Phil Jones is on the pitch. And then it looked like they were going to come through. It was going to be like another kind of Newcastle situation after they came back. Scored two pretty nice goals, actually.
Lord Lukaku scored a goal for the first time in months.
Lukaku finished it like a player who's not been shit. and then just like they offered nothing in the second half.
Modric has won the Ballon d'Or.
Ah.
Not that anybody cares.
No.
Yeah, it's just the World Cup.
That's today.
Just now.
Yeah. But actually, the whole rankings got leaked, and Lionel Messi's only fifth.
What?
Yeah.
Who votes for it?
It's like journalists, isn't it?
I thought it was managers, like national team managers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because don't you remember Roy Hodgson voted, like, Mascherano?
Yeah, he had a really weird one.
Yeah. I don't know how it... So Luke, Manchester United's
journalists, national team coaches and captains.
Okay. I think it's the kind of thing with Messi where it's just unfortunate that he's been so good that it's just like,
well, yeah, it should just be him every time, but then it's like, yeah, I don't know, people just want to change it up, don't they?
Yeah. Just to go back to Man United, Luke.
I thought we might be done, but I guess not.
They drew their game before that, didn't they? The weekend before.
It's Crystal Palace.
Scraped a win against Young Boys.
Oh.
In which Mourinho...
What a victory.
Yeah.
Fellaini is such a twat with that handball. He's such a cheating cunt.
Can't argue with that, I think.
In which game did he handball it?
Against Young Boys.
Yeah.
I feel like I do remember this, but I can't quite.
The last minute winner.
He controlled it really well for his shot off his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Put it down, and then he hit it with his hand so that he could then shoot it.
So, Luke, I'm just going to read to you what Mourinho said after the game. It doesn't matter the system we play. Not winning has to do with the characteristics of the players. With all due respect, we don't have many mad dogs that bite the ball and press all the time. We don't have many people with that spirit.
I feel like the spirit, surely that, I mean, that's pretty pathetic, to be honest, saying, like, there's nothing I can do, these players are terrible. Because also, a lot of the spirit has to do with the manager. Like,
yeah.
If you can criticise, like, the technical ability for the players, but that's essentially, like, no, like, a good manager will get players playing and invested in them and, like,
yeah.
how they set it up and wanting to play for them. So that's quite a pathetic line to take.
Otto, you made a sound. Do you have anything to say about that?
Oh, he may have gone.
Oh, okay, maybe he was so disgusted by that comment, he just logged off. I think with Man United, it's like they're really, really good on FIFA. Therefore, they should be a lot better.
These players
have got great stats.
They've got great players. I mean, they've got, I think, second highest wage bill behind Man City. And, like, he's also been there for a number of years now to build the system that he wants.
Mm, I mean, look at Emery, look at Arsenal.
I was about to say something and then my Skype crashed.
Ah, yeah.
But Mourinho is like, I don't know if we've moved on from Mourinho.
No, we're still there.
It's really weird because back when he used to manage Chelsea, his tactics always used to be to put the focus on him and take the focus away from the players. He always used to like say that like I've got the tactics wrong or like I shouldn't have done this or whatever, and like he'll start up some media hysteria thing. He'll like insult Wenger, so all the focus is on him or something like that. But now he just literally just rips on his players every time, and like I feel like I was reading somewhere, and this is obviously like a bit like tinfoil hatty or whatever. But it looks like he's trying to get sacked, and because he signed this massive contract, and if he gets sacked, then he gets just this huge buyout. He just takes all the money for like his contract, and like obviously the Glazers have so much more to lose than the money that, because like them being like a Champions League side is worth way more than like the 15 mil whatever they have to buy out Mourinho. Okay.
So do you think that celebration from the Fellaini goal was actually annoyance that he would have been sacked if he lost that game? I've got this job for another fucking month.
No, but like, to be fair, who plays Fellaini, Herrera and Matic and Pogba as their midfield? Like, it's just like, that isn't, like, Fellaini, like, what as like the left mid or something?
They're all really good players, but it's not.
I mean, Fellaini's not a good player.
Like a box. Because you have to have Fellaini in that number 10 role to be a team. Shit.
This is all weird.
So they're 6 points off the top four. Mourinho said they're going to get Champions League. They're going to get fourth place by December. It's not. It's actually is December
it's
now.
It's December, right?
Yeah, Luke. So is he correct?
the numbers suggest he is incorrect. Seventh is not fourth place. How many points are they off for? Quite a lot
six.
Now, probably.
They also have. They're also the only side in the top half of the table with negative goal difference.
Also,
that just shows they're careful at picking and choosing when they score their goals. Maximum goal efficiency is what I like to call that.
It's negative one.
They're closer to Fulham than they are to Man City in terms of points.
Wow, that's bad.
Wow. I'm tempted to move on to Fulham after that. I mean, I guess we should. Maybe we can move on to that. Luke, you had a good. What was it?
Something about Southampton.
Luke, how are you going to move on to Southampton or Fulham or something? What was it?
I was like, we were going to talk about Fulham because
Man United drew at Southampton.
Yeah, Man United drew. They couldn't even beat the team that Fulham just beat. Yeah, that's how we're going to get Fulham.
And
here we are.
Sorry, I just before we go there, do we just need to say a quick word about Mark Hughes, the only manager to be sacked twice in a year? Otto, you want to just read his obituary?
I want to read his obituary.
Yeah.
Here lies Mark Hughes.
This is great.
That's all like a great stone.
A great father.
You want some? it's quite funny that he got sacked after drawing a Man U.
I think also he managed also to, because he didn't get relegated with Southampton, but they nearly got relegated. And it wasn't like he made them any better, like last season. because the team who he left got relegated, didn't they? Because he was. Oh, I can't remember.
Is he one of those managers that's never technically been relegated? Because he always like just gets fired
sacked beforehand.
Yeah. Anyway, the less said about him, the better.
But yeah. My prediction. Let's see if my prediction comes true. Because my prediction from the beginning, just my statement of Mark Hughes is that he's the manager you get before you get relegated.
Okay.
And so I think now Southampton, if Southampton get relegated, I think something should be given to me of some kind.
Okay.
I'll take me or something like that.
So, another prediction you made, I think, was about Fulham, that they were going to... I can't remember what it was.
They were going to sack their manager before the second half of the season the manager would make them good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that would be their downfall.
Do you see that happening with Fulham? I mean, they are bottom of the table.
I'm glad that we've got Ranieri as a good manager for our team.
Mm.
And we actually looked pretty good against Chelsea.
Yeah.
I actually think we didn't look bad. Like, obviously, like, the thing was, we conceded in the third minute, and that just obviously fucks everything up. But actually, we played quite well. And, like, the goal, conceding in the, like, wherever it was, like, the 86th minute, that's kind of, like, you expose yourself and you're a bit tired. Like, I can't really get annoyed about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we hadn't conceded that goal in the first 5 minutes, like, it could have been a very different game. And against Southampton, we were good.
Yeah.
Southampton's two goals were quite nice. So Armstrong's actually quite a good player.
Mm-hmm.
I feel fine. I think we might still get relegated, but at least we get relegated trying.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, it was quite depressing. I'm feeling quite sad. All right. Well, what else happened at the weekend that is worth discussing? The day before Derby Crazy Day.
Didn't Newcastle win a third game in a row?
No. Didn't they lose to West Ham?
Yeah, Newcastle won two games on the bounce, which was amazing. I was just really happy for them. And then West Ham did them 3-0 at Newcastle.
It's Pellegrini. Where are they?
Well, West Ham are...
No, Newcastle won three games on the bounce.
No, West Ham beat them 3-0.
West Ham beat them 3-0.
No, Newcastle beat Watford, then Bournemouth, then Burnley.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Right. That could be true.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So they didn't win four on the bounce.
Wow. I mean, that would have been an achievement.
Yeah, that's just unheard of.
So West Ham. You were saying West Ham. I feel like we've not talked about West Ham at all recently.
Yeah.
West Ham fans, get in touch.
Have we talked about you?
Why do you still listen to this podcast?
I think we didn't talk about them because they just got smashed by. No, that was last weekend.
Is it because they're just 13th and not bothering anyone?
Is it just because the middle of the table is just like boring as fuck?
Maybe. Okay, middle of the table. I tell you what isn't boring as fuck. Brighton. Many people's...
so boring.
Many people's favourites to go down. Johnny, I reckon you maybe even selected them in your...
Yeah, but I think I also chose Huddersfield to go down, so I mean...
But I'm just saying, Brighton are now 11th place, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, that's crazy stuff.
You could say Chris Hughton is doing a wonderful job.
I could, and I think I will.
I
don't think I did say Brighton to go down, but I might have done.
They beat Huddersfield.
They beat them. Wow. I can't remember that game.
Luke... Are Burnley in trouble? It looks like it. The table.
Are Burnley in trouble?
19th in the table.
The answer is yes.
Check the table.
Looks very much like it, doesn't it?
That's on that table.
Yeah, Crystal Palace, tough place to go, though, isn't it? Man, you couldn't get anything. Well, they could only get a point from them, so it's not all doom and gloom for Burnley. They're in trouble. I can't sugarcoat it. They're in a bad way.
Great. Otto, do you know why they might be in trouble?
What, Burnley?
Yeah.
Well, they've kind of just got a shit team, haven't they? Like, is anyone in their team that's any good?
No, but the thing about Burnley was, it was
all... They're going to beat Bournemouth. Shut up. 4-0. Best league in the world.
No, the thing is, the whole thing with Burnley is it's always like they don't have a good team, they're a small club, small town, but somehow they do well, and just the wheels...
Yeah, maybe that, like...
But it's the defence...
...that can't go on forever. They are just shit.
They're just shedding goals this year.
They are.
Yeah, they're just... I think it's just, like, obviously, like, somehow they stayed up the last two seasons. And actually, they got sixth last season.
No, not sixth.
Yeah, they were in Europa League.
Yeah. But didn't they get it because somebody won the FA Cup?
No, you get fifth. Fifth is confirmed. Sixth is if the person who's won the FA Cup is already in the Champions League.
Is it all Joe Hart's fault?
Burnley did not finish sixth.
That's why he's got his university advert thing going.
Is it 2018?
2017-18.
Yeah, I'm not gonna... Just trying to look up Burnley's position. Oh,
table.
Yeah. This is great.
I did 15-16.
Is that 15-16? No, we won 17.
3 years ago.
No, that's the wrong
Burnley
one.
Was today.
They were seventh, right? Thank you very much. There you go. Burnley fans, we apologise for.
Oh, it's because you get Europa League from FA Cup and League Cup, maybe.
Maybe.
Is that true?
Oh, I tell you, in interesting European football news, UEFA announced today there's going to be a third tier European competition called the...
Is that really?
Yeah, the UEFA League 2 or something.
What is
that? Oh, so they've got football.
So it's going to be played...
Yeah, but you really don't need to watch that football. That's definitely not football that you're ever going to need to watch. Unless Fulham make it in.
Well, exactly, because that's the type of thing. So that's how they get you.
It'll be played on a Thursday. Some games kicking off at 3 o'clock.
Thursday's written off as well. Yeah. It's just Thursday through to Monday. Nothing can get done. There's no football.
And if you win... You get into the Europa League.
How many teams from each league?
I think we probably only get two in there. I think probably.
Maybe what? So like seventh, eighth are going to go into Europa. Are going to go into that league.
So I think,
and if not, then eighth and ninth.
I'm not quite sure.
What's the lowest league you could be in by the time you win the Champions League? So if you get into that league and then get relegated whilst you win that, so you're in the Championship.
Oh, win the Europa.
You could be in League One and win the Champions League.
And then you get relegated again, and you keep going in the Champions League.
Like in FIFA, I always win the Champions League with Oxford by the time I'm in the Championship. Because you win the FA Cup when you're in League Two, then you win Europa League when you're in League One, and then you win the Champions League when you're in League
One. Yeah, but the thing is, Johnny's right, you can keep winning the Champions League. If you win the Champions League, you get in it the next season, and then you get relegated.
Just keep
so there's actually no limit. Yeah,
you can
no
British
limit.
Gas South Division C and be winning the Champions League.
Is it time for the part of the Inner Play and Play podcast where we hand over to our expert quizmaster, Otto_Wolf, for a quiz?
Oh, yeah, and there's quite a few questions this week, so you guys are
going to
be able to catch
them up.
Double points, right?
Let's just all...
You guys all have a 50% chance of getting all of them right.
Are they Oxford United related?
No, they're yes-nos, all of them.
Yes-nos, brilliant.
So this has just been designed to catch up on Jasper.
I don't know if I do like that.
We'll see.
Also, I was going to ask, how long is this competition going to go on for before we get to, like, the final stages?
For the season.
Okay.
I'm a second half of the season kind of player.
Before we get to the quiz, just let me remind you that you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. We've actually got 7 ratings.
Mm.
Yeah. All of them 100% legitimate. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to us on SoundCloud, where you can join 11 of our other followers. We've actually got fewer followers than we did 2 weeks ago.
Well, we've lost followers.
Can you see followers that we have on Apple Podcasts?
You can see how many you have, but I don't think you can see. Oh, we've got 12. Yeah, we've got 12, so that means we've got a new follower. Let's say hello to... I don't know who it is, but... I think it's Amanda Hollowman. Amanda Hollowman.
You know, you did those things of like the pirate name generator.
Yeah.
English name generator. Sergey has put in like, oh, it's Sergey Proboshnik. Amanda Human Woman.
Well, Amanda, we hope you listen to us next week.
Or should we say Sergey?
All right. Well, let's, without further ado, let's play Otto's Quiz Time. Otto's Quiz Time.
All right. So the theme of the quiz this week is. Is this person taller or shorter than Peter Crouch?
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is a really, really good quiz. I actually love that.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So, Peter Crouch, for reference, is 2.01 metres tall.
I was hoping you could say that, because I already knew that, and I was really, really hoping that I could just... Oh, okay.
All right, okay. So, to start...
Actually, I've forgotten it now already.
To start us off with an easy one, Stephen Nzonzi, taller or shorter?
He's actually really tall. This is how it's going to go, isn't it?
Well, he's tall as well.
Oh, I'm going to go taller than Peter Crouch. I'm just going to go for it.
Shorter.
I'm going for taller.
I'll go shorter.
Oh, Johnny and Luke.
I'm stuck at the bottom. How tall is he?
Huh?
How tall is he?
He's only 1.96. He's a midget, mate.
Oh, so he is shorter.
Yeah, he's one of those. They call him like a coat hanger, don't they?
All right.
Oh man, I really should try. That was a mistake. All
right. Do you guys know the player Zigic?
He's massive.
I remember them. They were just a large man in general.
All against Arsenal in the cup final.
I'm going to go with taller.
Not only was he had a massive block head, didn't he?
Massive.
I mean, I assume he still does, but...
Yeah. I'm going to go with taller.
He was like... He was Serbian, and he was one of those players... You know when you've got those players who are just like, all they are is tall?
Yeah, I'm going to go with taller.
That's the only attribute.
If all he is tall, then I'm going to go with taller as well, I think.
Yeah, but Peter Crouch, all he is tall.
No,
he's got skills.
He has got good feet for a big man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say taller.
You're all right.
Yeah! Hey. Gaining on Jasper quick.
I kind of gave that one away by like, going on about how tall he is.
So the next one's going to be like Shaqiri.
Yeah.
All right. The Fulham legend, Breda Hangerland.
Well, that's going to be a close one.
I want this to
wait,
be
taller. Are there going to be like the same height ones?
Oh,
like,
what's your margin of error? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say shorter.
I mean, my heart says taller. My head says shorter.
Yeah.
I'm going to go shorter.
You're going to go with your head.
I'm going to go
with
my head.
I'm going to try and hopefully gain some points on Luke here and go with taller. Oh, and we've lost Otto.
Luke, what are you going for?
Oh, no.
I went shorter.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear Luke. Yeah, shorter.
Ah.
Yes, unlucky Johnny.
Lost points.
All right. The last footballer on the list.
Oh.
Kostel Pantilimon.
He's an absolute pylon. I'm going with taller. A lot taller.
The way Thomas has said that, no way I'm not saying taller.
Absolute taller. Pylon.
Alright, yeah, he's taller.
Yes.
Johnny didn't even answer.
Oh, come on, I'm not going to go against pylon.
instead of writing like who got it right, I just wrote taller. Right. He was only actually 2 centimeters taller than Crouch. You know, he wasn't that.
Oh, right.
All right. Now we move on to that tennis player. I don't know how to pronounce it. Like Cilic.
Oh, Cilic.
The Croatian.
Oh, the really
player,
tall one.
Cilic
with the big serve.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Serve.
Oh.
I'm going to say taller.
I'm going to go shorter.
I'm going to go taller.
Thomas was the only one who got it.
Shit, yeah. I could have picked up points.
1.98. All right.
1.9.
Wait, what?
LeBron James.
Oh, he's got to be taller.
Taller.
Got to be basketball player. Basketball than absolute pylons.
Taller.
Yeah, you're right. All right, and now just the more 3 points. Magic Johnson.
Taller. He's
taller.
A pylon.
I'm going to go shorter.
Why would Thomas go for shorter? Luka Johnny, good work. Magic Johnson is pretty big. He's 2.06.
Wait, that wasn't for 3 points, was it?
Oh, he's meant like three of us all getting a point.
Anthony Joshua?
He's taller, man. The boxers are like 6'9".
Wait, really? Actually,
Tyson Fury's 6'9".
Yeah, but is Anthony Joshua 6'9"?
I think he's huge. He's not a pylon, but he's huge. I think he's taller.
Taller?
Luke, I want to hear your guess before I go.
No, because, come on, that's cheating.
How is it?
The competition's not between me and you, Thomas. Me and Johnny are scrapping down.
Okay, I'm going to go with... what did you say?
I'm saying taller.
I'm going to go shorter.
I'm going to say taller.
Oh, Thomas is the only one right.
How tall is he?
1.98.
Short guy.
He's quite tall.
It's huge.
The man who, the guy who had the result that shocked everyone with how boring it was, Tyson Fury.
Oh, I just said his height, but he's taller.
Wait, he's taller than Crouch?
He's huge.
Oh, I'm going to go with taller.
Johnny, why are you hoping Thomas?
He's well, I'd already told him because I thought because Tyson Fury was so tall. Yeah.
Did anyone watch it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
You watched it?
Yeah,
you
me and Peter up. Got up at 4 in the morning. Oh,
man, I'm jealous.
Was did you pay per view?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
How much did you pay per your view?
Well, it was £20
per the view.
But I guess you got two views because there were two of you.
Yeah, so it's all half the price. Well, because the streams are normally quite shit with boxing, I find.
Yeah.
Oh, can I just? I've just got Ace Stream. I just downloaded that.
Can you get it for Max?
Yeah.
You can.
It's so good.
Oh, you need to show me how to do it.
I don't know if it's the Ace Stream. Yeah, I don't use it for anything illegal. I'm just going to say that now. Yeah. I mean, just
downloaded it just for fun. See what's up.
Yeah, I watch legal streams on it.
I thought, I want to watch my legal stream on it, but I didn't think it worked with Max.
Yeah, you can.
On Ace Stream, the thing that I really like is the fact that it looks like a really old like Windows DVD player.
Mine does not look like that.
Program?
Mine does not look like that.
I might have to get that. Although there's a new illegal streamer who's doing some good stuff. he's even made his own advert, which comes on and the advert breaks.
Wow.
That's in which he thing. Like he gets
have
like
you seen...
he gets no, these no, Puma no, adverts. All right, go on.
Oh no, sorry, I didn't realize you were talking.
Oh no, he just makes his own adverts, which are really funny. It's like you can watch football with your girlfriend.
Oh, what's his name?
OP Sports.
Shout out, OP Sports. Can I just say, whatever happened?
I once saw this thing where this person was streaming a UFC fight on like a game streaming website, and so he just had a controller in his hand and put it on UFC streaming the match.
Oh man.
Alright, I just need to calculate how many points everyone got. Just give me a sec.
What? You've just written taller and shorter.
Whatever happened to, remember Navi Export?
I know, he went down last year, I think. He was great.
Yeah. I never actually watched any of his illegal streams. No. Because I am
a paying customer.
Yeah.
But then how much are we fighting Murdoch, you know? I don't really know the morality behind that.
What, about behind breaking the law?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What do you think about watching illegal streams? Is it unforgivable?
I can tell you your scores now.
All right.
Jasper
still in the lead,
still on first place.
Oh, fuck.
With 40 points.
Wow.
Yeah. Below him, Thomas has caught up. On 38 points.
Oh, it's just like the Premier League.
3 points.
Luke.
He pulled away.
Third place, 29 points. But he was thinking about Aguero and he was thinking about big old fat face. And Johnny only got 6 points. He was the loser this round, 26 points.
Okay.
Close.
There's now quite an incentive to attend the podcast every week, isn't there?
Yeah, like this is
like
good.
That. You forfeit the quiz if you don't show up.
Yeah, and also that quiz was, there were big points up the graph.
Huge point.
You never know when that kind of quiz is going
to happen. All right, well, thanks Otto_Wolf. Tune in next time, everyone, for more Otto's Quiz Time.
Oh, nice.
Do you want me to develop the theme tune a little
bit
more?
Yeah, maybe we could put a little verse there.
I mean, because, you know, like, is the answer wrong or right?
Who will know?
Have you seen that they're going to use VAR in the knockout stages?
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, I think so. Well, does that mean they're going to get rid of those stupid six officials?
Nah, they had them in the World Cup, didn't they?
No, it's not
UEFA. They've got a stick.
Wait, did they have the stick men in the World Cup?
No, because that's UEFA.
Oh.
I mean, it's not UEFA.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't mind them getting rid of those stick men.
Yeah.
Because they never...
Although they did give that penalty that time.
The thing that I don't understand is how do people know if they don't do anything? Because obviously they don't like wave around it. They just tell them.
It's mainly because the ref makes a howler, right, and then the thing happened in front of these men with sticks, and then nothing changes.
I think they're having like a bit of a discussion.
Yeah, they could be.
The ref makes a decision, and the stick man's like,
Yeah, weird.
I tell you what, while we're on the subject of international football, Johnny. The draw for the UEFA Nations League has occurred.
Yeah, it has.
You are a resident Nations League expert. Please tell us all about it.
Well, I'll tell you what's happened. We've drawn the Netherlands.
Ooh.
And Switzerland have drawn Portugal.
Okay.
Which, I suppose, it's kind of... The Netherlands will be quite hard.
No, they're shit at the moment.
No, they're good at the moment. No, it's be France and Germany.
From France.
Yeah.
But you're not playing Switzerland. But I guess Portugal at home. It's in Portugal as well. That's the other thing.
Ooh. So is it going to be England-Portugal final?
I think so.
Man, the Netherlands... I don't know, man. Mbappe got pretty Van Dijked.
Yeah, I think the Netherlands might be quite good.
Ronaldo's going to come back to haunt us.
God, he is going to fuck
us. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Still
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah, probably will. Real Madrid's the last time we did a podcast, they lost 3-0 to the bottom side or something, didn't they?
They're really bad, aren't they?
But none of us really know much about that.
And I don't think Ronaldo played in any of the Nations League games so far for Portugal.
Really?
I don't think he did.
Well, he's not going to turn down a chance to win
first
Nations League.
Isn't he?
I tell you what, we haven't talked about the Champions League for a while because we is it worth discussing?
Liverpool PSG, disappointing. But then it was weird, wasn't it? Because at about 60 minutes, the score on the game didn't really matter because it was just all unless they went on to win the game.
Yeah.
So you can kind of be understandable that. I don't know. Away form's bad.
They just got to win 2-0 or by two goals at Anfield.
Is it at Anfield?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You'll probably be all right.
So
it's going to be fucking
hard. Wait, I think they can win... Can they not win 1-0?
I think you're right. I think they can win 1-0.
No, because it's head-to-head.
Yeah, but I feel like they can definitely win 1-0 and be all right.
Because
if they win 1-0, they're even on head-to-head and goal difference, but Liverpool have scored more goals than Napoli.
Wow. Does it not away goals?
They're even on away goals head to head. They would have both won 1-0 in that case.
All right.
I just like to say for the listeners of the podcast, as he made that point, Luke waved around two pens, one in either hand,
representing each goal.
One thing that may be worth discussing. We were discussing it on the group chat. Is the French league actually a farmers league? Considering
this is not a good discussion.
Come on, Lyon gave Man City a good game.
Yeah, no, but you have to call it a farmers league. But then we always, then they always show that they're not a farmers league. They always beat someone.
So is it actually just not a farmers league?
Even farmers can win games sometimes.
So no matter whether they win or not.
Even a broken farmer is right twice a day.
Oh man. Next week, I tell you, there's a lot of exciting things happening because we've got the midweek.
Tomorrow,
The midweek action. On Tuesday, You've got games such as Bournemouth against Huddersfield, Brighton against Palace, West Ham against Cardiff, Watford against Man City.
That is just an advert for the Premier League.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, on Wednesday you've got Man United against Arsenal. Luke, Arsenal... just.
I like how we just completely skim over. Don't even discuss it slightly.
What are we
going to
say about it?
I'm sorry. I come to you for, you know, about
for the big name.
Brighton. You know? Luke, Arsenal against Man United.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
I think we should discuss Brighton Hove Albion versus Crystal Palace.
Okay, alright, let's do it. Let's fine, let's do that. Let's do that.
Brighton. Is the bizarre going to turn up?
Will he start?
Hello. If he doesn't, it's going to be a draw, or Crystal Palace are going to lose. There we go.
I reckon if he does play, he's going to get kicked at least once.
Brighton Hove Albion, is Glenn Murray going to be even bolder this week?
Arsenal, Luke, they're going to be high off their victory against Spurs, against the Man United team that have just been continually insulted by Mourinho. Luke, how does, yes. You want to run a simulation?
Yeah, go on. Right. To be honest, I don't know quite who will be playing for Man U. I don't know who does, to be honest. But I mean, I don't even know who's injured and who's not. my simulation had a Phil Jones in it, which really fucked shit up. And I see a game 3-1 to Arsenal. I can't. Even my heart couldn't influence this simulation enough to give them more than one goal.
Wow.
There you go.
I mean, that is a bombshell.
That is a damning indictment.
And in fact, Luke, while we've got you in your simulatory mode, is that a word? I don't know. Could you please, because we didn't actually have your verdict on whether Spurs or Arsenal was going to finish in the top four?
No, we did. I said Arsenal because they're more consistent.
Yeah, oh, so did we, I feel like we didn't have someone's.
No, I think we all said Arsenal.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't said Arsenal. You were really happy about it. You were like,
okay. Well, I apologise for that mistake.
Why don't you get him to simulate? While he's
I'm really ready to simulate something now. That's
how much longer Jose Mourinho has?
Oh, yeah, good one.
That's a very tough. There's lots of factors playing into that simulation.
Can I just give you a couple of facts? Okay. You might want to assist.
Should we insert some procedures?
Some data.
The simulation.
Predictions.
The last two Man United managers have been sacked when it was mathematically impossible for them to qualify for the Champions League.
Interesting.
Food for thought.
So you're actually hoping that we can do some machine learning.
But Luke isn't actually a machine.
I thought you were going to put in, like, some kind of, like, you know, like, with, like, climate predictions, they do, like, they put in, like, if there's a 1.5 degree rise, if there's a 2 degree rise, it'll happen. And this could be, like, you know, if they don't win for 4 more games.
Oh, I see.
So they could have...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, expected points.
Yeah, you know, say they expected lose second. For Arsenal. Does he get sacked right then and there?
If oh, 8-0 might do it.
Oh, God, that would be good.
I mean, yeah, what you just said, yeah, I feel like if there's a chance of them getting Champions League, then yeah, he'll probably stay, I guess. But the big blow is, in beating Young Boys, they've lost their Europa League route to staying in the Champions League. he might, but that's why he was so pissed off. That was finishing third in the group was his only chance.
Oh, man. Okay, maybe we should... Oh, let's go to the gossip section. Anyone got any gossip?
I thought you had some prepared.
No. You're really excited about that.
What?
Oh, I heard about... Oh, no, no, you got nothing.
Just looking real quick.
Football gossip.
No.
No? All right. Well, maybe it's time to... Oh, yeah.
This keeps coming up on my Facebook, just like irritating like sports pages banging on about how the truth has finally been dished about Tony Pulis and Aaron Ramsey breaking his leg. But I never read any of the articles, but apparently Pulis really hated Arsene Wenger and he made the players angry and then they broke Ramsey's leg.
Wow, that's bullshit.
That's yeah, some hot
probably,
gossip.
Probably true, isn't it? Probably bullshit. But you asked for gossip. I didn't really deliver. I tried.
Otto, have you got anything?
No, not really.
Okay, well, maybe it's just time for us to leave. This.
Well, we've got some. What about isn't there a big game as well that we're not talking about?
Well, it's one on Saturday, but we're not going that.
No, I know, but like, no, I guess not. I guess Fulham and Leicester's pretty exciting game.
Yeah, Ranieri back at his old club.
Yeah.
Could be good. You've got Arsenal against Liverpool against Man United. That's the following week.
No, we're not talking about that.
That's actually two weeks away. Maybe it's time to wrap this up. You didn't like the way I'm going to change the way I introduced the Michael Owen quote because you said it was too much like something else. So. I don't know. I can only be bothered to say one more sentence, and that sentence contains a Michael Owen quote. And that quote is
this is a lot of comments in Conan.
To stay in the game, you have to stay in the game. I meant to do it after I say goodbye to all of you, didn't I?
Yeah, it was just I just remember.
And also,
in fact, maybe just end it.
Well, the thing is, I was wondering about the goodbyes. I listened to quite a few podcasts, and they never really do lengthy goodbyes. It's always just a kind of, let's say thank you to Johnny, Otto, Luke, and Jasper.
It's not like one by one. But then it's because we always argue about the way we've said goodbye.
Yeah.
We don't have to be like other podcasts.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's why we're the most. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say a fond farewell to the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, a pleasure it has been.
You got any? In fact, let's end. So we'll see you next time. And of course, let's say also farewell to Otto and School Wolf.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And goodbye. And,
wait, did you not ask me something? Or is that it? Are
we done? What do you have planned in the week ahead?
I can't remember. Nothing. Yeah, you carry on. Sorry.
All right, nothing. Yeah, no, I like it. All right. And, of course, let's say fond farewell to our fan on the road at the Day Doggy Dog.
I actually went on the road.
Oh, yeah?
I saw Oxford lose to bottom of the league Bradford on the weekend.
Oxford won their last game.
Yeah, no, we've been doing quite well, but then it seems if I go and watch them, we just put in their worst form.
We're not too bad. We were really bad at one point.
Yeah, we were bottom of the league for a while, but
we're actually 4 points from safety now. From
Denver. Yeah, we're in the third round of the FA Cup as well. The draw was
4 points from the safety of falling into an easier league.
From 4 points from the safety of knowing our fate. It's just so much anxiety.
The uncertainty is crippling. Right. You've been listening to In Airplane Repair. Thank you and goodbye. We got things.